Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The frustrating thing about that series, too, is like he was letting Kevon Looney dominate him. Like, that's a rough look. Like, I like Sabonis. He's great in the community. He's a great player. He's one of the best players we've had here in Sacramento in recent years. I can admit all that. But when you're getting dominated by Kevon Looney on the boards, when you're losing to the Pelicans 5-6 times, when Anthony Davis is evening out that score against you, all-time record, when they play against each other, it look kind of funny in the light. Mm-hmm. Them lights get bright, like you said, Casey.
You're real bright, man. RP in the chat says the Cavs or Hawks would take Domas in a heartbeat. All right,
okay.
Well, let's talk.
Give me Jared Allen. Right, we got talk. Defense. We good now.
Let's talk. You know what I mean? Like that's my whole thing, because I'm not like a lot of other people who are talking right now. I don't think the market is that robust mm-hmm. for Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I'll say it again. I think it's closer to what people think Zach LaVine's market is than people realize. And once again, I want to reiterate this. It's not the player and the talent. The contract is crazy. Mm-hmm. 43, 46, 49. I don't know who's going to sign up for that.
I don't either. That's the rough part, because I'm, like I said, I'm workshopping trying to see where we can send them. But like nowadays with the apron and everything and the way you guys construct your roster, you can't just be taking on guys for that amount of money and they're not getting you the results you want.
They talk about, like I said, RP just talked about the Cavs. The Cavs are facing the second apron.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to, like, number one, go dollar for dollar and make sure – contract-wise, mm-hmm. it matches up with Domas. But to get under that second apron, or if they're trying to or something like that, they're going to have to give up something else.
Yeah.
So it's not just, oh, they take him in a heart. Like, that's not how things necessarily work nowadays with these apron situations.
Yeah.
I think Domas can help a few teams. I like the ideas that floated by Jesse, the whole thing with the Knicks and everything, Karl Anthony Towns. I think Karl Anthony Towns is a better player than Domantas Sabonis. If you're bringing him back, are you a championship contender? No, but you're getting a better player in that situation. And you're getting a player that you can give the ball to late in games and see if he can bring you home. He leaves a little to be desired on the defensive end, but so does Domantas Sabonis.
Do you think Sabonis will really benefit the Knicks a lot, though? Because like we talk about, Sabonis needs the ball in his hands. Jalen Brunson needs the ball in his hands. And one of the things watching this Pacers-Knicks series was they couldn't get a stop. Is Sabonis going there and all of a sudden playing defense? I don't think so.
Maybe. Huh? Maybe. I mean, maybe you get.
Hey, if we get count out of it, sure.
You get him in a different situation. You get him with Tibbs. You get him with other wings that defend at a high level, and maybe it protects him a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like Cat wasn't even following their defensive coverage or things. Like, he was just doing his own thing. Like, Cat was just playing free safety. If you get Domas to buy in, I think they need, like, Jalen Brunson needs the ball a little bit less. Mm. So I think, I think it would help him.
I can see that as well. I can see that as well. Once again, if you're able to make that move, it could be a good fit for Domas and the Knicks. Cat being here could be a better fit for the Kings in what they're looking for right now. Like, it could be every situation when you trade somebody or you acquire somebody, it's not always to just get over on people. At least that shouldn't always be the case.
No.
Sometimes you look at the situation, and I think all right, this could help you out. This could help us out.
It'd be beneficial
to
both.
These players that are currently on their teams, they're not fitting the way it could or way it should. Let's move them into a situation that's better for him, and we'll receive a player that moves into this situation that works a little bit better for us. That could be the case as well a lot of the time. So, I like I said, man, I think Domas, I think he's a hell of a basketball player. I just don't know if the Sacramento Kings situation is best for him and best for the Kings as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for a point guard.
We need it bad.
I'm looking for a point guard.
Casey, I'm riding with you. I'm on your side, man. I'm not – everyone has their – every player has their faults. And I feel like LaMelo Ball, a lot of people just want to talk about his and how he's erratic on the court sometimes and maybe his maturity level or whatever. But one thing we know that we need here in Sacramento is someone that can put the ball in the basket. We've seen too many times Zach LaVine not show up. We've seen nights where DeMar DeRozan doesn't have it. We see nights where Sabonis isn't aggressive enough. We know one thing. If you get LaMelo, he's gonna put up some numbers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm a believer that you have to have a point guard in this league. I talked about it the other day. You need a top 15. I think Kyle said it, and I agreed with him. I reiterated it. You need a top 15 starting point guard in this league right mm-hmm. now to be successful. That's where you start with the team building. Mm-hmm. Either a wing or one of these point guards.
Yeah.
I don't think you start with a Domantas Sabonis.
No.
That's not how you build your team for the future. That doesn't mean you can't eventually have a Domantas Sabonis on there if you have all those other bases covered. But I just don't know how you get those other bases covered with Domas on that contract here in Sacramento.
Yeah.
I just don't. If somebody has a pathway and they want to show me, call in, put in the chat, whatever, I'm all good with that. Like, I'm cool. I was thinking about it all weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you get that high-level point guard mm-hmm. in here with Domas making that type of money.
I'm not sure. Hey, can I address this real quick? We got Casey Tucker in the chat.
Uh-oh.
Leezy. So Sabonis' flaws are a problem, but LaMelo's consistently worst flaws are acceptable because he scores. Well, yeah. We need someone that can score. Like, watching these games, I'm getting upset. How many times do we see Keegan disappear? How many times did we beg Zach LaVine to shoot the ball? How many times did DeMar DeRozan not always have it going for him? Yeah, I'll take LaMelo's flaws over Sabonis's. Yeah, because you know what? With Sabonis, we all admit he's a great player, but I can go find a big man that can protect the rim. I can find a big man that can rebound. And if we got a point guard that can pass, I'm not really tripping off his ability to pass within Sabonis.
I'm with you, and I'll tell KC Tucker and anybody else who has an issue with it, I understand. I understand why you don't want Domas to leave. And you guys got to stop saying me or anybody else is saying he's the problem.
Yeah, I don't think he's a problem.
I paused just a little bit. Because, yeah, there's just some things that I'm not even going to speak about just yet.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to speak about just yet. Uh-huh. So we'll leave that be. And I'll just say, I'm not here to say he is the problem or even a problem. I am trying to figure out how you can build this team around Domas making that type of money. And if KC Tucker has that answer, like I said, I'd love to hear it.
Call in.
But how do you build a team and get a point guard in here that is a top 15 level point guard in this league mm-hmm. when you have Domas making that amount of money? I think it's difficult.
Casey, I think we need more clarity on that.
Oh, come on, man. leave him alone with the clarity.
Need some clarity.
Now, one of the things that we saw and that I think about too is we saw Valanciunas play for 2 weeks or so while Domas was hurt, and mm-hmm. he played well.
Yes.
Now, I'm not – hear me when I say I'm not saying Valanciunas – is the answer because he's a little older. There were times when he got played off the court because he couldn't keep up. But the whole thought process is you got a guy at $10 million a year who was out there putting up, you know, stat lines. I got one right here of 19-13-6 against the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, yeah, he'll get you a double-double.
At $10 million a year. You can allocate those funds that you have to a guy that can give you good production, I'm not even saying it's the same production as Domantas Sabonis, mm-hmm. but you can allocate those funds with the salary cap and the way you built this roster to somebody that can give you good production at that center position and move a lot of that money to that point guard position and maybe even that wing position. Yes. And I think that's a more realistic way of building this team to being a good team than just saying, hey, you know, we got Domas at you know, an average value of $46 million a year for the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. Let's go find our point guard that way, too. I think that's tough.
It is tough.
I think that's tough, man. So, but like I said, man, I want to hear from you guys. I'm not saying that this is 100% like this is how it needs to be done. But what I am saying is I thought about this all weekend long, and I couldn't find a situation that kept Domantas Sabonis here and got you what you need from that point guard position.
Mm-hmm. Question. What do you think is more important to have, Casey? Is it better to get a point guard or better to get a good wing player? For me, I feel like there's a lot of different ways you can go with it, but I feel if you're able to get a good wing, that's where you get a good starting point for me.
I like that. I'm a believer in you need that point guard.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You can find it. You can find a 6'2 guy that can pass the ball and knock down a three nowadays.
Yeah, that's cool, but I need the point guard. Like, I need the guy. We said it, no disrespect to him. Trey Jones ain't enough.
No.
Trey Jones ain't, and Trey Jones is that.
He's a good guy. He's a good player.
6'2". He can knock down the three. He's a good ball player. Mm-hmm. I think he's a good third guard on a team, a good backup point guard, a change of pace guy. Like, I like his game or whatever, but – You go into next season say, hey, our starting point guard is Trey Jones. Nah, that's not the answer. That's not good enough.
That's not it. Yeah.
I don't believe that's good enough. Mm-hmm. I think you need one of those guys at the point guard position. Once again, taking Kyle's line, you need a top 15 point guard in this league mm-hmm. if you're the Sacramento Kings. And that's the way you start everything. That is literally the front line of everything that you're trying to do with this team and this franchise moving forward. And I would use that Domas contract to go try and get one of those guys.
Can't agree more. Because, yeah, like you said, it's one thing to have Trey Jones or Dennis Schroeder or Bones Highland or whatever filler point guard. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to take that next step, you need that that cornerstone young point guard you can really build around.
No, shout out to KC Tucker. He says point guards do not win championships in this league. Who are the point guards for the Thunder and the Pacers?
Pretty sure Tyrese Halliburton, who's a traditional point guard that passes first and is good at playmaking and can hit the three. And I believe the other is SGA, who's the MVP for the Oklahoma City Thunder, who's a pretty good three-point shooter, get the foul line, and set up his teammates.
Gotcha. Now, last year, he may have a point because mm-hmm. the point guard for the Celtics, you know, it was Drew Holiday or somebody like that. Yeah. You know, they had Tatum or Jaylen Brown. So maybe that's the case. The Nuggets won before that.
Yeah.
They did have Jamal Murray. I would
pretty,
say that's a
pretty
top,
good.
I would say that's a top 15 point guard.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In the league right there.
And we even have our thing about Jamal Murray. Sometimes he doesn't show up, but he's still a pretty good point guard.
Yeah, I would.
It wasn't Jokic just by himself.
I would say so. Now, LeBron James, you know, when they won in 2020 or whatever, then, you know, he's the de facto point guard. Drew Holiday, at that time with the Milwaukee Bucks, I would say he's a top 15 point guard, yeah, which is what I'm talking about.
Didn't LeBron win one time with Kyrie Irving playing point guard?
Kyrie Irving was there as well. So.
Yeah. Wasn't Kyrie Irving just in the finals with Luka Doncic?
Those are 2 point guards as well.
That's wild.
Those are 2 point guards as well. So, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe we're both wrong.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, man. I don't know. We got my girl, Sarah Hodges. She's pulling up on this. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about this a little bit more. We'll talk about the NBA Finals, that matchup between the Thunder and the Pacers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, we're going to have a good time on this Monday, man. We're going to get things popping off all Monday afternoon. Leezy's in the building. Sarah Hodges is in the building. KC's in the building. It's D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320. Yes, sir. D-Lo and KC. ESPN 1320, a.k.a. KC and Friends. Today, I got one of my best friends, one of my best buddies here.
Bestie?
Yeah, bestie.
That's so nice.
Sarah Hodges from ABC 7 in the Bay Area. So she had just left us. Now, I'm surprised.
You didn't switch up on me, because when I used to be here, you'd be like, CBS 13.
Well, yeah, and but now like, you're with the
ABC ops. 7.
Just saying, ABC 7, Dubs Talk, you know what I mean? Valkyries,
Giants.
All this other stuff.
That doesn't excite you. That doesn't get you going.
We're going to talk about the Giants. They got a big series coming up against the Padres this week. We're going to talk about it, but that's not why. I got my girl Sarah Hodges here in the building. We got, I thought I had the applause ready, but it's all good. I'll give you air horns. Sarah Hodges in the building. In this conversation, first and foremost, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
How are you? Yeah.
Great.
I was just saying, I enjoyed myself a little bit this weekend.
I was outside.
I've been out a little bit, not a lot. I went out yesterday for a little bit. But
a little brunch action? What'd you do?
I just went to, where did we go eat at? Have you ever been to Cantina Alley?
Yes.
So fire. They have these potato tacos. So good.
I've been there once. They got brunch and everything over there?
I don't know. They don't have brunch. They kind of like open later. I just ate there. I just started there. But Michulada.
Okay.
Right. I don't eat meat, so I tell them to like leave the pig off of it.
Okay.
But besides that, it's so good. The food there is so fire.
I went there once for, whose birthday was it? I can't even remember.
It's cool vibes too. But like it's outside. It's like on a hot day, it's kind of like it could be a lot if you're not in the shade, but.
No, the vibes are great, especially this time of year.
Makes you feel like you're somewhere else.
Yeah. So. All right. I mean, no.
And it's in the alley. It's just cool.
No text message for your boy to be like, hey, you know, we're going to get Tina out. Okay,
no, really, because Tristy was out. That's really why I went out. I was not going to, because I had went out to San Jose this weekend. I went out this weekend and I barely got sleep. So I was like, I'm just going to be inside on Sunday. But then Tristy's like, I'm never here. Like, come out. And
shout
I'm
out,
like,
Tristy. All right.
For you, girl. Tristy.
Man, that's my girl.
But I was the DD.
Okay.
I just had one drink.
No doubt. So, look, I'm going to just bring you into this conversation that I've been having today. I had an epiphany. Some would call it a Kenpiphany.
Well, all of a sudden, Domantas Sabonis is soft?
Well, Hell no, no, no. See, that's
all of a sudden
that,
y'all don't care, Jesse. Now all of a sudden you don't like him.
What? See how the media does this. See how the media does this, everybody. No, Domas is not soft. And I do like Domas. But I look at how the Kings are trying to structure this team.
Yeah.
How they're trying to get out of this rut that they're in a little bit roster-wise. I'm just like, man.
You're just accepting the destiny rather than like saying like he's not worth it. Maybe just like there's no way that we could make it all happen with him with what he's making.
Yeah. I that's more so what my thought process Got is. It. Is like it's not about him as the player. It's more so about him as the contract and what it limits you from being able to get this roster together. How do you feel about Domas? You still feel he's soft?
No, like he can be, but you know, it's just I'm like in such an era, like old school era of like a center, and like he's not like obviously like a dominant center. So for me, that gets me excited. But like it was just little things like anybody wants, you know, their star player to be able to finish at the rim. It was just little things that I saw that like maybe he was a little bit soft at. But it wasn't like, you know, I felt like he wasn't a good player or anything. Yeah, you need to be a little bit stronger down low.
And probably, I don't want to speak for you, but you probably.
I love that we talk about this every single time I come on. Like, it will be for life.
I was like, man, how am I going to figure this out? How are we going to get the Kings back? And I was like, oh, man, I don't know if it's going to happen with Domas.
Yeah.
And then, Sarah's coming in on Monday. So
we got to talk about what they're saying now.
But
now I'm glad that you guys are seeing the light. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I like Domas.
But to your point, and like I said, I don't want to speak for you, but to your point, it's probably more so of like, it's not that Domas is a bad player or he's not all the things that we've said he is for the last few years. It's just more the role that he would have to take on here as being the face of the franchise, being the best player. I just don't think he's cut out for that.
Yeah. Can't carry you through like a 7-game series being like that guy you're going to need.
Nah, that's tough.
And I agree with you on the true point guard. And Domas agrees too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they definitely need a true point guard. Like, I was like going over like the list that, you know, we had talked about.
Yeah. Putting the glasses back on.
Oh, I should have worn mine.
I thought you were going to wear your shades.
Man. I never do. Should I start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, especially.
Next time. Next time.
But no, I interrupt.
Especially after a weekend of having fun, like it would be nice to.
Well, yeah, but you were the DB. You had yesterday to recover.
I did, yeah. It was nice, yeah.
But yeah, I just think you need that point guard.
Who are you going with?
Well, it's been a little controversial, but if he's available, and if you could find a way to go get him. Kind of got my eye on LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo
isn't without his flaws and his question marks. It's a major risk. When I say LaMelo, I'm not here to say it's a done deal. It's a you got your guy and there's nothing to worry about anymore. No, it's a risk. I get it's a risk, but it's a risk I'm willing to take for his talent level. And you look at his age, you look at
the ceiling, like you have time to kind of make him into a better defender, which I know is like his defense has been like, you've seen sparks and stuff, but it's been like a little bit questionable. Maybe like Doug Christie could help with that a little bit. And
decision making, leadership, you know, maturity. These are things that are question marks for sure. No doubt about it. His durability, being able to play consistently.
Yeah.
Those are things that are absolutely concerns when you talk about LaMelo Ball, but
he's not like as proven as like a Trae Young.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But I think when you talk about his age, you know, when you talk about his ability, you talk about his upside and trying to, with this Domantas Sabonis trade, you're trying to replace Domas's role. So it doesn't do me any good if I'm trading Domantas Sabonis to trade him for another guy that I think is a number three on a team.
Right.
Like if I'm trading for another number three.
He needed to be the number one that's able to fill that hole.
Like to a certain degree, no disrespect to him or anything, but if I made this trade for Jrue Holiday just because I wanted a point guard, that defeats the purpose.
Mm.
I'm not trading Domas for another guy that's just a glorified role player. I need somebody that, even if they're not a number one, because there's questions on whether or not LaMelo can be a number one on a franchise. So he's not a done deal, proven type of guy. But I at least have a guy like
LaMelo
that.
Over Trey Young?
Trey Young, I like Trey Young as a player. I love Trey Young as a player. I've been a big defender of Trey Young as a player. But it's problematic with him in the backcourt with Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. Trey Young, small guy. You know what I mean? And he's not a defender by any means.
Not a defender.
So
it puts up points.
Yeah, so.
And he facilitates well.
That's my concern.
And he's a lot more proven.
He's more proven. He gets buckets. He shows that he can pass the basketball.
Right. But he's maybe just, the defense is something he can work on. Remember, De'Aaron Fox didn't play defense. His defense was terrible. And then he started kind of evolving into a two-way guy. I mean, I know he's a little bit older.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I don't think this would be the setting for Trey to improve on the defensive end. I don't think you would. I think just the measurables alone with LaMelo Ball, he's a better defender, number one, than people give him credit.
And you
for.
Think the Kings can develop him into being
I think it's
better
easier,
in that aspect.
It's easier to develop. Like if I had the two guys, LaMelo or Trey,
right?
And I said, who do you think could develop into a better defender? It'd be LaMelo. He's 6'9". He's
but
playing
it, like
wing position.
A little bit injury prone.
A lot of injury prone.
That would be like my main concern is like doing all of that and then, you know, and I know it could happen to anybody, right? Like, like nobody is, you know, injury free.
Yeah, that's a major concern.
But it's a major concern. And it's like you're going into it already knowing it.
I agree. I don't think you're going to.
Drew Holiday? He ain't missing no games.
Yeah, but he also not playing that well.
No, he's not.
You know what I mean? Like,
he's not offensively. He's not.
Yeah, he's 36 years old or something like that, or gonna turn 36.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the answer. Resilient. I think if I'm trading Domantas Sabonis, I'm trying to number one get a point guard and get a guy, a point guard preferably, that is going to be part of my future.
Yeah,
and part of what I could build around.
And I see what you're saying about Ball being part of the future because he's. You know, there's still a lot of coaching to be had with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of developing to be had with him. And the ceiling is really high. He's a baller.
Yeah.
You know?
So I would take my chances with that.
Do we think Tyrese would be who Tyrese was? You know?
I didn't. Tyrese been phenomenal.
When
I didn't
he was
see him
here,
being this.
We didn't
I, saw,
see,
I
we
thought
didn't
he'd be
him.
A good point guard.
We knew he was good. We knew he was athletic. We knew he had grit, all of that. But, like, who would have expected this?
Oh, for sure. Crazy. For sure. So, like I said, man, I would... It's a risk, but I'd be looking at LaMelo number one. There's other guys that you know you're looking to move on from. That I got different trades. I mean, you know, you talk about the Pelicans because I went through. I did my best to realistically go through the league and say who could use Domantas Sabonis and would be willing to take on that contract.
That's a big contract.
There's been rumors about the Knicks, you know, not rumors, but just talk about the Knicks and Karl Anthony Towns.
Like who
Towns.
He would,
I'd make that move. Karl Anthony Towns here in Sacramento. I'd do that in a heartbeat. Maybe Sabonis could help out the Knicks and be what they're looking for in that respect. I looked at the Pelicans as one of those teams. And you bring back CJ McCollum, you know, who's older, but he's a guy that can run your offense a little bit and could help you out there. And there was, you know, the other guys, the Raptors, you're looking at guys like Manuel Quickley and getting Chris Boucher. So these are deals that I think are realistic for Domantas Sabonis. Everybody that, like, hears a trade proposal by me is like, no, I don't want that. I want to know what you think you could get for Domantas Sabonis. Like, because I think a lot of these people are like, hey, trade Sabonis to Cleveland and get Darius Garland. I could be wrong. I don't think that you can get that you can get Darius Garland. Plus,
imagine like being in the front office and just like dealing with all this because it's like it's really like puzzle pieces. You're trying so hard to just make sure like, okay, this player is going to make this player better. This is going to work with this coaching staff. Like, it's just wild. And I just feel like the Kings are kind of dumping all the time. It's like, it's kind of hard to find consistency when you're just dumping constantly.
Well, and that's when you've got a guy like Scott Perry who will come in here and establish some stuff and help things out a little bit. And I think that. his guidance, his leadership, his experience will help
make sure, like,
settle
that,
things
yeah.
down a little bit. But we also go back to the fact that I don't think there's as big of a market for Domantas Sabonis as people here seem to think. I don't think there's a lot of teams that
go on and let him come to the Lakers then.
I don't know if the Lakers spend that money.
Lakers
for him.
Want him. Maybe not spend that money for
Lakers
him.
Lakers spending $43 million.
You're right. Like face, like if you're looking at Domantas Sabonis, anybody would want him on the team. But yeah, for the yeah, player, obviously yes. the contract is clearly the problem.
That's the issue. Yeah, that's my only
that's,
issue.
That's
really.
The issue. Yeah,
it's not the player. The player is
right.
fine.
He's, but it's like now they put themselves in a position like, okay, what are you going to do with him?
Yeah,
it's almost.
And one of the things that
like
they,
you got to keep him at this point.
You talk about the Lakers because I thought about them as well. I don't want Austin Reeves back. I'm not interested in that.
Mm.
You know, I'll find another deal. You know, I like Austin Reeves. He's a good ball player, but I don't think he helps the need that the Kings have and at that point guard position, which yeah. is my number
right,
one
number one
aspect. I'm trying to get a point guard in here. That's if right. you were trying to rebuild the Kings, like what is your first, what's the first position or player or need you're looking at to kind of kickstart this whole thing?
I agree. I think it's a point guard. I think that's the number one thing. But I kind of like, I like Trae Young. I like the offense that he creates. But yeah, then you have to kind of worry about the defensive side because he struggles so much on defense. And we already know the Kings are struggling on defense as it is. I mean, Keegan Murray's or Keon Ellis, maybe uh-huh. Keegan, their best defenders. But I think it's just hard because what can you do if you really don't have a true point guard? Like, I feel like you need a true point guard to set the tone, come get the ball. Even De'Aaron really wasn't as, he didn't desire the ball the way that, like, I feel like a true point guard does. Like, he never came, got the ball. He kind of, you know, it's just, I want just that fierce competitor that's gonna take care of the offense, you know, swing the ball, come back. Like, I don't know. I just feel, and I do like ball too, but I just feel like Trey, he's older, you know,
mm-hmm.
he has a lot more experience under his belt, especially with, you know, kind of like the Kings franchise. Like, who, like, is ball going to be able to handle that?
Yeah. I mean, look, if they found a way to swing a deal, whether it's for Domas or anybody else, to get Trey Young in here, you won't find somebody happier than me.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in Trae Young.
If you can swing that, then.
I'm a big believer in Trae Young. I'd love to have him here in Sacramento.
Yeah. And he puts he's the player that puts his body on the line, you know?
Yeah.
Every single play. Like, you want that. Like,
I think.
A fierce, fierce competitor.
I think with Trae Young, my only concern is the defensive side of yeah. the ball. And he's just a small guard. He's just a small guard. And now you're going to be asking Trae Young, maybe Zach LaVine, maybe if you're able to get a power forward, Keegan goes yeah, to the three and you can work that out. But it's for me, it all starts with that point guard. And you got to make sure everything behind that point guard, if you're the size of Trae Young,
yeah.
is locked tight.
That's what makes it so difficult because you're like, okay, you put this player in. Well, then what do you do with the other players? It's just so hard to say, like, yeah, Trae Young comes here or Ball comes here or, you know, whoever. It's mm-hmm. like it's hard to say because of the actual roster you have in place right now. But if you move around some guys and it changes everything.
Right.
So
we got Sarah Hodges. She's rocking with us, man. And I only say that to say, Sarah Hill, you can call in while Sarah Hodges is here and talk about this Domantas Sabonis epiphany that I had or anything else going on with the Kings, man, on the Elk Grove Kid talk line, 916-909-1320. We'll pause a little bit from the Kings.
Okay.
We'll talk about the NBA in general. Indiana Pacers.
So excited for the series.
Excited for the series?
Yes. It's good basketball. Any basketball fan would be excited about the series. Like, talking about, like, the small market stuff, it's just nobody cares.
See, I for one, you're talking to somebody that I don't want to say I watch the most basketball in the world, like, not saying that, but I watch a lot of random basketball. I watch EYBL games. I watch Long Beach State versus Cal State Fullerton. So it does, for me to watch a basketball game, it doesn't have to be the best basketball or super storylines.
Top market or.
Yeah, so I'm not tripping. Yeah. I think I'm qualified to say what I'm about to say is I understand how some people might not be interested in this because there's no stories going into the series that are really intriguing or appealing.
Well, besides that, they're never here.
Yeah, but I mean, what is.
What other story? Like, what? I guess. The Knicks are exciting because
it's New York.
It's New York.
And
but
they
it's like
one in 40 something years or something like that.
Yeah, but it's like
50, 60 years.
What was the story with Celtics Mavs last year?
That's what I'm
the
saying.
Celtics
like,
trying to get a title. We had a guy in
passing
Jason,
up the Lakers.
Well, I mean, I wasn't worried about that.
I mean, I guess that would be a storyline, but I'm saying that I agree with him. Like, what's really the story? The story is that it's just the same teams.
No, the story, I'll tell you this, the story was Luka Doncic was one of the bona fide top five stars in the NBA, was making his first NBA Finals appearance against Jason Tatum, who's also a top five star in this league, who plays for the Celtics. And what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen? We've been through heartbreak. We've been through Jason Tatum's careers and his letdowns. And seeing, is he finally going to be able to lead a team over the hump right here? Luka Doncic, he's box office in his own right. This is a guy that people are looking at as being the next legend in the league, the legend in the league, making his first NBA Finals appearance. Yeah, people tapped in for that.
First of all, there's always stories. People just don't know about the stories because the stories aren't told. But there's always stories. I mean, we can talk about Pascal, for instance. Like, there's a story behind his whole journey. I'm just saying there's always a story. We could talk about SGA. Like, who would have thought that he would be in this position?
Let me ask you.
He's an MVP. Like, there's always a story.
Let me ask you a quick question.
It's just that maybe not everybody knows his story. They don't have the platform quite like, I'm not going to compare them obviously to Jason Tatum. Like, but I'm just saying, like, there's always a story that you can be excited about. That's literally what we do for a living. And if there's not, we'll make
that's
one.
That's our job. Nobody's invested in Pascal Siakam.
But your average his fan, story is so good.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm telling you, the general public is not invested in Pascal Siakam.
No, they're not.
They're invested in Luka Doncic. They have arguments about Luka. They have arguments about Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
They're invested in these players.
But I feel like anybody arguing about these players are basketball fans and going to want to watch anyways.
Not necessarily.
You don't think? No. Who wouldn't? I don't know anybody who's a basketball fan that wouldn't watch the NBA Finals.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the people who argue about Luka, Jason Tatum's, LeBron James.
Well, yeah.
They're not always these basketball fans.
Be a year where it's not about the star players and it's just about a franchise doing a great job?
It can,
I'm okay with that storyline.
For me personally, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm watching. I'm interested in SGA. I'm interested in Tyrese Halliburton. I'm fine with it. I don't have any problem. Mm. What I am saying though is, if somebody doesn't find the setting and the build up to OKC Indiana appealing, I don't think that's ridiculous. I don't think that's ridiculous.
I don't think it's ridiculous if you're not a basketball fan.
But the basketball isn't the issue.
Like, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, I don't think it's ridiculous if you're not really, like, I think that it's going to be beautiful basketball.
Great basketball played with the Nets and the Spurs, and that wasn't appealing, right?
Yeah.
Every time the Spurs played in the finals, there was great basketball being played.
I don't know. I feel more attracted to, you know, OKC Pacers and that series.
Tyrese isn't a story in this one?
Yeah.
Kind of becoming a superstar. Like, he's had the choke signs. Like, he's kind of.
Yeah.
Cameras have been on him all postseason.
He is a story for.
Like, I feel like he's a
most overrated. And then, you know, I think so too. I think Tyrese is a great story. Just like. Remember when he was here, like, he was not like that. I think the Kings traded that really hurt his feelings, and he just, like, switched up on everybody.
Sarah's got a point, too. That's part of the story as well, I think.
That literally changed him. I don't know if I should say this out loud, but I'll just say, he was so happy. He wanted to be here so bad. And the very next day that I had a conversation with him about it, he gets like he was hurt. That hurts. It changed something in him.
You guys are...
It's like if you date, if you're dating somebody and then they leave you and you just want to get better. Like you want to make yourself better in every single way. It lit a fire. It woke a beast. So the Pacers fans can kind of like say thanks to the Kings for doing that, because I don't think he would be the same player.
You guys are looking at this through the prism of people who like basketball.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Same for the casual fan who might like sports.
Casual fan don't give a damn about Tyrese Halliburton.
The casual fan
does not care about Tyrese. They're not invested in him. He just got here 2 weeks ago.
They don't know
nothing about Tyrese. And that's my point. Like, I was going to ask you, and I'll ask you as well. Does your mom or dad watch what your dad's? Is he like a big sports fan?
NBA dad's
fan?
A huge NBA.
Is your mom a big NBA fan?
Not as much.
You think she cares about Tyrese Halliburton?
I don't think my mom cares about Tyrese Halliburton or much basketball anymore.
See, but you got to create more stars though, because at that point NBA is cooked, because like Steph, LeBron, those guys won't be back.
That's fine, but that's going to take time.
But I don't think
that's going to take time. Like if Tyrese Halliburton loses I'll put it to you like this. If Tyrese Halliburton loses these finals.
When Tyrese Halliburton loses.
Oh, there's that too. Yeah. There's that too.
When, because they're not, the Pacers are winning
But if he loses this finals, comes back the next year, loses in the second round, they get the first seed the year after that and they lose in the first round. And now it's like, oh man, Tyrese Halliburton, like there's a story behind him about whether or not he's the guy, whether it was fool's gold the year he got there. Now you got, I'm a big believer, people got to be invested. They got to be invested for the general public.
Well, once I think again, you're right. I think Tyrese Halliburton barely goes here. And so maybe you're right there. People don't really know who he is yet.
Well, once again,
you guys
are talking to Kenny Caraway. Just the other night, I went out of my way to YouTube, EYBL15U basketball. I love this series.
Okay, but so are you saying Tyrese Halliburton isn't a superstar?
No, he's not a superstar. Not yet. He's on the path, but he's
too soon to say.
Yeah, he's not there, but he's making all the moves to get to that point. Oh. But what I'm saying is that you guys got to think about this from your parents or Crystal. Maybe she understands it now because she has to watch it with you. But is Crystal, does she really care one way or another about this finals?
The only reason
she probably wouldn't care about any other finals, though. But I think, too, the conversation, at least from what I see on social media, it's like, it's NBA, it's basketball fans saying they're not tapping in for this one as well. Like, I don't think it's just, the casual fans won't be here.
You said the basketball fans are saying they're not
tapping in? Yeah, on social media, you say, no one wants to watch.
Not basketball
fans.
That's where most of the, I feel like that's where I've seen most of it, too.
They're not basketball fans. Look, OKC.
Like, we've seen people in the chat here say, like, oh, yeah, they're not invested because it's, like, there's two boring teams or whatever.
Boring? That's crazy.
I think they're talking markets and stuff like that.
Well, hold on. We'll put it, because I understand it. Let's take a time out. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to explain why I understand
it. I don't get it.
I will explain how I understand it. We got Sarah Hodges with us, Thilo and Casey, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. All right, here we go. D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320. Sarah Hodges is in the building. This is what the people want to know. Sarah, go ahead. Ask the question right here. Go ahead. Bring it on back. Yeah.
the same question I asked in the break?
Absolutely.
Okay. You're Offset. Mm-hmm. Your wife is Cardi B. Mm-hmm. Would you be able to come to work today?
Separated, divorced.
Well, right. You get what I'm saying. Given the situation.
Yeah.
Would you be able to come to work after you saw her latest post?
It depends on how we separated. If we separated mutually, where we just weren't feeling each other no more, I went on about my life, she went on about hers.
Because let's be real, like, he obviously did his thing. Like, it's not like he's innocent in this and she's just out there, you know.
No, but once again, like, it just depends. Like, if I lost you and I really wanted you in my life and I lost you and, you know, you moved on with your life, but I still wanted to be with you. Yeah, that would upset me a little bit. I'd feel some type of way.
Let's say, but even if, and you saw the post and you know the type of life that she, I mean, obviously Cardi has her own money, but I don't know. I think that would be hard for anybody to watch. You can just tell their chemistry is crazy. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be hard for you. That would be hard for you.
Once again, if we decided...
Because it's so public.
If we decided... Well, number one, I knew what I was getting into when I got with a Cardi as far as a public figure.
Right.
So I can't be like, if I'm... Before I got with Cardi, if I got to think about every situation. If it goes bad and we break up, I know her next boyfriend is going to be all over social media and in the public. So if I can't deal with that before I even get with her, then I don't need to be with her.
Mm.
So I would have to have those conversations with myself before this even started. But once again, if we broke up amicably, it's good. I hope she's having a great time. It's like
I think she's having a great time.
Yeah, and that's good. I hope she is. It's like
she hopes you are too.
She can or she can't. I don't care. I'm going to live my life. I'm gonna have a good time. If she wants me to and she hopes that I does, I'm having a good time. That's great, too. If she doesn't, that doesn't really affect me. I'm going to have a good time. It's almost like you remember what happened with Omarion and his, I don't know if they were married, but they had one or two babies. Well, April.
Yeah, I remember this.
And remember they had broke up, and then she started messing with Lil Fizz, I think it was. And I think she was messing with somebody else. And they were like trying to parade around, like, you know, we're together now, Lil Fizz, like Marion, you know, did it. And I'm with Lil Fizz now and all this other stuff. And they went to the Marion, and he was like, you know, how do you feel about that? Like, that's got to make you feel some type of ways. Like,
yeah. I wish you the best. Although it's not the same level, but I see what you're saying. Still hurts. Like,
well, no.
I mean, like, it would still hurt.
No, it didn't hurt him at all because he moved on.
But like, my point is, Lil Fizz is not Stephon Diggs, but I guess, yeah.
Stephon Diggs just a football player. It's not like.
Yeah, with a lot of money.
Yeah.
Motion.
That's cool. Like, that's cool.
Also very good looking.
Once again, if I'm gone, if I'm checked out with my heart.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's no money. There's nothing. Yeah.
If I checked out with my heart and I really love you like I did when I married you and you're the mother of my children, I hope you find happiness. I'm not here sitting here and wanting you to be miserable. Mm-hmm. I hope you find somebody that makes you smile and you can have a good time with. Mm-hmm. You obviously couldn't do that with me. You know, that's why we couldn't make it work. So if you find somebody that makes you laugh, I love you as a person. I love you as the mother of my child. I don't want you being miserable just as a person, but also I don't want you being miserable in front of my children.
Yeah.
I want them to see the best version of you. So if you find somebody that makes you smile and makes you happy, I ain't sick about that at all. Because I know I'm not there. I'm not the one that makes you feel that way. You don't make me feel that way.
It's no longer your job anymore.
No, I want you to be the best Cardi B you could be.
So rational.
For your life and for our children.
So rational.
So yeah, that didn't bother me.
Do the clapping noise.
Excuse me?
The clapping button. Such a sweetheart.
The other thing about it is sometimes, like Offset does this, And I don't think it's beyond Cardi to do this. Sometimes when you're super public with like trying to say, look how happy I am.
Yeah, you're not really happy at all. Yeah.
So I would also be on guard with that too. Like, oh, look at me and Steph. We just love each other. We good. It might not be that good. I hope it is because I like Cardi and I like Stephon
Diggs. Why not?
But it could be. It could be all fake. It could be a ploy by her.
It could be
trying
just
to make Offset feel some.
That's what I'm saying. She could just be having fun and not be taking him seriously at all, literally, and just be like, "He's fine. He's got motion. I got motion. Let's let him talk."
Yeah,
which is fine too.
Or it could all be orchestrated.
It could be. You know, Hollywood.
I think they're
really
happy though. I think they're really together. They're really enjoying each other's space.
I think they're enjoying each other. Like whether or not it lasts, we'll see. But clearly they're enjoying each other.
I agree.
I don't think that anybody can kind of deny that. It's pretty clear.
I agree, man. Shout out to them, man. Cardi B, that's my girl right there. Stephon Diggs, he cool with me. So I ain't gonna know. I like it. It's all good. We rocking. See, Sarah, we talk about anything on here. We talk about anything.
I like that. Wide range of topics.
That's it. Before we left, we were talking about this NBA Finals and if it was appealing to the masses and all this other stuff. And I said, I think that it's exciting to me. And I think about the basketball aspect of it. I think the games are going to be great. I can't wait to see Indiana. I think Indiana has a real shot at playing with OKC. I think they got a real shot.
I'm
gonna tell them I'm not gonna pick them to win the series.
Yeah.
I think Indiana's got a real shot. They've got the depth. They've got the versatility. They can score with them. They've shown that they can defend at a high level when they're activated that way. I think Indiana's got a real shot. Once again, I'm picking OKC. I can tell you that today.
Thunder in five.
Okay. I'm not against that.
I hope that they do have a shot. Yeah. You would hope a team in the finals has a shot.
Yeah. I'm not even against anybody who says OKC is going to handle them easily because I can see that as well.
OKC has depth too and defense.
They do. I think.
You see Caruso in game seven against the Joker.
He does. Indiana got a shot. Indiana got a shot.
Siakam's going to have to be perfect.
Yeah, the Indiana. I mean,
Indiana's going to have to be perfect.
OKC is a top level championship team. To beat them, you have to play
And they lose to them both times in the regular season too? The Pacers did.
I thought one time. I think one time Indiana beat the crap out of Oklahoma City. Maybe. I think they beat them by like 40 one time. I think
two
I saw
years ago?
That. Maybe it was 2 years ago. But I saw a score. I thought it was this year where they lit them up. I'll find out. But even then, like I think Indiana is going to have to play like this. They're going to have to play the best series of the season
of their life
for them to beat OKC.
But I just think because OKC has been good from the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. and I feel like they're one of the teams that's only gotten better. Chet's only gotten better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Lou Dort is out there. Jalen Williams, he seems to
huge on defense.
He seemed to have been, you know, gotten past whatever issues he had earlier. In OKC beat him twice this year, so you're right on that. Maybe it was 2 years ago. But either way, I still think they got a shot. But OKC has been, they've been a championship-level team from day one this year, putting together one of the great seasons that we've seen in recent years.
I mean, just look what they did in the West,
oh.
like, to get here. That's crazy, I think. Just, like, I was a little bit surprised in both series what I saw. Like, not surprised because obviously we saw them throughout the whole regular season, but it's just
you think Denver's better than the Pacers?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Because I mean Denver was able to steal one. They were able to win three games in that series.
Yeah, yeah. And
at the very least, I think the Pacers are on par with the Nuggets, especially the Pacers right now with how they're playing is on par with the Nuggets. And they were able to win three games.
I think the Nuggets are a better team.
Okay.
Indy has depth too, but I feel like OKC's bench is more effective.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to disagree with you.
I just feel like their defense is so much better.
I'm not going to. Once again, I'm picking OKC to win that series.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to win the NBA Finals. I just look at Indiana and the way they're playing. And what they have, I mean, they got Thomas Bryant coming out of nowhere and playing good basketball. They've got Benedict Mathurin couldn't do anything for most of the playoffs. Comes in out of nowhere against the Knicks, hits for 20 in a game. Nesmith, Nembhard, who struggled in game 5, comes back and shows to be this defensive stopper against Jalen Brunson. These guys are playing at a high level. They are playing
and at a really good time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Timing's everything sometimes. Yeah. So I think they have an opportunity. But one of the things we were talking about was the interest level in this
the lower
series.
Markets.
And Aldrin Jay in the chat brought up a good point because everybody's like, yo, this is, I think everybody should be interested in this. You know, even people who don't love basketball, tap in with this one because you got two good teams. And I get all that. I get all that. I understand it. But Aldrin Jay asked, he made a statement basically. He said, the Stanley Cup is going to be so good. Florida versus, is it Edmonton or Dallas? I think it's Edmonton. Florida versus Edmonton. It's going to be so good. This Stanley Cup is going to be on and popping.
And nobody.
You worried about it?
No.
You
cares.
Ready to tap into the Stanley Cup? Ain't nobody tripping off
Nobody's
that.
Tripping.
But I'll put it to you
Everybody
like this. And
that.
Jesse, I'll ask you the question. Sarah, I'll ask you the question.
Real quick, what Stanley Cup would you be tuned in for, though?
I'm about to ask you. If it was Edmonton and Toronto, would you at least be like, I want to see what's going on with that?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You wouldn't want it. You wouldn't. Toronto, with the storied history that they got and the actually getting here to this point, that wouldn't matter at all.
I'm going to keep it real. Like, I wouldn't tap in any more than I would with this series. Like, if it's the Sharks, yes, I'm there 1,000% every game and all that. But if not, yeah, no.
Okay.
For me, it would take any team in California, like, versus anybody. Like, it wouldn't – any team in California, I'm tuning in.
So,
besides that, I'm probably not.
So, the Sharks would be for work. Let's say it was
– the Ducks.
Let's say it was, Edmonton versus – they can't because they're the Buffalo and Western Conference. But hear me out. The Boston Bruins versus the Kings.
Yeah.
You tap in
anybody
more for that than this series?
Yes. Because I'm not, here's the thing, difference. I'm not a huge hockey fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a basketball fan, you care. If you're a hockey fan,
but if you're a casual,
you care.
If you're a casual sports fan, like we all
are. If you're, but see,
you're
I'm not
tapping in. So
here's
that's
the thing.
My whole
I'm
point.
A casual hockey fan.
Okay, the casual basketball fan, is he tapping into this series?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I just can't grasp the NFL. I guess because I'm such a like a big basketball, I can't even grasp my head around that.
Now,
it's hard
for
me.
I think they're tripping because I think it's going to be a great basketball series. You're going to see a lot of high level basketball. But all I've
said, I guess to be fair, then I'm not really a casual hockey fan. Maybe I'm not really a big hockey fan at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.